So this class is about rhythm. You know why I think that I never had a rhythm class in like 20 years worth of guitar lessons? Never. Like never, never. Except for one guy who made me play whole notes for half an hour every lesson. That was a royal pain in the neck. No, but seriously, a lesson in how to be rhythmically diverse. How to really use rhythm to your advantage in soloing or in comping. Today we're going to focus on soloing. But when you have just five notes, you have a minor pentatonic, and you know players like this, and you might even be one yourself. We all are to some extent, because you can always improve your rhythmic. And you only know pentatonics, and you play 1, 2, 3, 1. Because there's no real variety in the rhythm. There's occasional pauses, but not many, because there's so little time and so many notes. This is the way guitar players think. Now, I'm not going to profess to be a master of rhythm or something, but what if your lines were 1, 2, 3, 4? Now, I'm not saying that's like the greatest thing since sliced bread, but there's a lot of rhythmic variety in there, and it's the same five notes, right? Why didn't someone tell me this 20 when I was, you know, 20 instead of never? And I had to figure it out, and it took me 40 years to figure out, right? So this is why I feel so passionately about this. Now, there's easy ways you can get into variety. You just pick a rhythm that you like. Suppose it's no more than 4 or 5 notes in one bar of eighth notes. And the reason for that is, like, if you pick 7 or 8 notes, there's nowhere to move. There's no blanks. So let's just take 4 as an example. All right, I'm going to make up any 4 notes anywhere in the bar, one bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Da, 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 da. So where, if you had to describe rhythmically, where were the hits? If you had to draw with your pencil on the map there, we're going to use me as an example first, and then you're going to make up your own is how this is going to work. So the rhythm was 2, 3, 4, da, 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 da. All right, so how would you map that out? We can call it out collectively.
One.
Well, the one is, for, yeah, it was 1, 2, 3. So you put a little X or a check mark right underneath number 1 at the very top of the page where it says the count. It says attacks mean just the opposite of rest. It doesn't mean you're playing heavy metal necessarily, right? And so the rhythm was 2, 3, 4, da, 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 da. All right, so where is the second note that I played in relation to the beats? Anyone?
The end after 2.
So he says the end of 2. In order to see if he's right, we'll tap our foot and go 1, 2, 3, 4, da, da. And is my foot coming up when I'm playing the note? Absolutely. And that's what the direction says. It says picking. You can do it with your foot or with the pick. You know, see, it says D and U, meaning down and up. That's what that second line means. See what I'm talking about there in the second line? So, and that's just, the only reason I put that in there is because sometimes if the rhythms are tricky, that helps you get the rhythm right. So far we got a check under 1 and a check under the end of 2. Everybody got that? Now the rest of it is 3, 4... after 2. And by the way, that's a good question. When I say the end of 2, if you never heard that before, that's a very good question, Chad. You wouldn't necessarily know whether that meant before or after.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. That's why I'm glad. I'm thanking you for asking. Because that does happen. I say stuff and without explaining it. The end of 2 means the end that belongs to the second beat within the second beat. So it means the beat after. It's part of the second beat. Like if you think about my foot tapping all 4 beats, then whatever happens between beat two and beat three is all considered part of the second beat. And this is the end. All right, so that we got one, and then the rest of it is da, 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 da. All right, so what about the third beat? So far we got da, da. Anyone?
A whole beat later? So at the end of three?
He says the end of three. So let's check it. Watch my foot or tap along. One, two, three, four, da, da, da. Sure enough, it is going up, and it sounds like the next up after the one we had, and therefore he's right, the end of three. Well done, Troy. All right, and then the very last one, da, 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 da. Was it on an up or a down? Da, 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 da. It was on a down, and there's only one down left after the end of three, which is on four. So there's my rhythm, da, 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 da. And so if I like that rhythm, I can just play around with that for this lesson. If you're happy just to do that, it would be one, two, three, four. That would be one measure exact repetition. So if you're happy just doing that, that's perfectly acceptable. For those of you who want to go further, there's lots of variety here. You could change one of the notes and move it somewhere else. You could change two of the notes. You could do two bars, like down the middle of the page it says two bar count, two bar eighth note. Make two bars back to back and see how that works out. And after a few minutes, like of course I'll be available for questions. I can come around to help you. But then I'm going to want to do show and tell. I want to hear what you did. So for in my example, if everybody's with me, we're going to change one attack. I got one and four. That's how I would say it in time. Notice how I did that. I said it in rhythmic fashion. I didn't say anything other than where the attacks are. That makes sense. So I didn't actually say the word two and I didn't say three. I just said one and four. Right? Is everybody with me? How you would say it out loud? Because if I just said one and four, you wouldn't know which ands I'm talking about. Make sense? So when describing your rhythms to everyone else, that's how you have to do it. Now, someone choose which attack we're going to move. Anyone. Choose one of the four and we'll move it. You don't have to tell me where, just which one are we going to move?
First and.
The first and, so the and of two? That's how you would identify the
and
of two. All right, so he wants to move the and of two. Someone else, where are we going to move it to? A slot that hasn't been taken. All right, here we go. He said the end of one. So now my rhythm is, please erase. This is why you have to use pencil, because you're going to erase. And this is what you're going to actually do. You're going to mess with your rhythm. Or you could just write the original in one line and underneath it write the modification of it. But now you're left with one and four. So now my rhythm is one and four. Right? So you're going to have lots of variety here. So again, I'm available for questions, but you're going to think of a regular rhythm that you like, write it in, and then change one attack and see what you come up with. And I'm going to want to hear, we're going to do show and tell in a little while and pick my brain. By the way, this applies to comping or soloing, but we just do soloing for today. If you are soloing, I mean, if you are comping, I got a new song. You could use it for composition, you can use it for comping, and you can use it for soloing. Right now, we'll use it for soloing. Everybody understand what to do? All right, let's hear it. Go to work.